Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, so I'm losing my hair. I'm fighting the good fight at this point. And if the good people,
but you're right, you own it.
Here's my fear. Tell me if I, as a colleague of mine, I need you to tell me a hard truth.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm okay with losing my hair.
Yes.
But I don't want to be the guy that appears to be trying to conceal the fact that he's losing his hair. I'd rather have hair than not. But I don't want to do the comb over.
You're not the swirl.
The swirl. No, you're fine.
Swirl is
you're fine.
Like the worst thing.
I'm combing it back. And you have enough in the back there. It's like the backyard.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no, it is.
There's got some grass back there.
And yeah, yeah.
I've got a nice backyard, but my front yard, the tree is dying. I've got like one tree and it doesn't have any fruit anymore. Yeah. And it's just kind of wasting away.
I have a friend, I won't mention his name, but he's balding, but he's got sort of an island of hair.
It's Manu Ginobili. It's Ginobili back in the day.
And you like have to swim to the other edge of the hair. Exactly. It is. It's like a little island made up to get to. Yeah. Yeah, I won't say his name.
Isthmus of hair.
Yes.
I like that.
I'm Arizona. We just went rocks. We're like, let's not put any.
You got the gravel for your hair.
He
has a good bald head.
I can't imagine. I don't remember you with hair.
Yeah.
He looks 20 years older with hair. It's the weirdest thing
I've
ever seen.
When you say that. It's so funny when you say that.
I wasn't the only one. When somebody put it up on Twitter.
I would rather have my hair than look 20 years older.
Look 60 with hair.
No one's tuning in for your hair. You know what I mean? Like,
hey, we're on YouTube today. What are you talking about?
That's right.
I repeat, no one's tuning in for your hair.
Hundred of people are listening.
How
and
much?
Like, it's not really like thing. It doesn't matter. It's okay. You're a radio host. Like, that's the point.
Obviously, different strokes for different folks.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Those are
but
TV careers.
As the only woman in here.
Yeah.
Emily, you weigh on this too. So two women in here. How important is a man's hair to you when you're just evaluating their overall level of attractiveness?
After you're married or before you're married? I mean,
before
it's important. It is. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
yeah, it's important.
It's fair,
Emily.
Like the truth is, I met Nevin. When
does
I was
Nevin
really
have
young.
His hair?
Yeah.
Okay.
And thank God. But I mean, like, I'm not gonna lie. When I met his dad and his dad had hair still, I was like, good.
Oh, that was a plus.
I was like, that's a plus.
Oh, so this was already part of the calculus.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we size you up all the way. Like we're like, yeah. Does the dad have hair? And then you get into.
But
the,
isn't it? The
it's your mother's
father.
Mother's father.
Mother's father. Not your dad.
No, it ain't.
It's your mother's father.
No, it's not. My grandpa had a full set of hair, and it's
true. And my grandpa.
That's a generation in the Sliwas.
My grandpa had Travis hair, and I've got my mom's dad had.
Yeah, I've always been told. I have the hairline of my mother's father.
Yeah,
that's kind of what I have. Emily, what about you? How important is it?
So for me, it has to be either or. It has to either be head of hair or bald. It cannot be like the in-between gray area. And at my age, I haven't had as much of the balding ones, but if they can rock it, if they can like really own up to it and like have style other ways, I don't think it's immediately a turnoff for me.
Okay.
Yeah. It's, like if it's not a turnoff, but you gotta commit one way or the other.
Yeah, you gotta own it.
But Momo, the wigs in House of the Dragon, man, do they work for you? They look great. The long hair, the silver hair, it looks great.
Get a dragon wig, Slee. Never mind the people
like
on UC Irvine. Get a dragon wig.
Now, are you guys dressing up for Halloween?
It's Monday, right?
Yeah, it's Monday.
Yeah.
Kind of weird, right?
Are you? I didn't even know that.
I don't know. Bergman is dressing up and Jorge is dressing up.
Okay, I'm in. If you guys are in, I'm in.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll do it.
I can't tell if Mason
is. Oh, I'm so in, Slee. I'm so in. Do it.
Mason's definitely not dressing
do
up.
Do it.
He's
are
definitely
you working
not dressing up.
Monday, Ramona?
I'm not here,
not
but
here?
Across the street I am. I don't know.
Are you doing like NBA Today?
Do people
or
dress up for
They do
Halloween?
For Around the Horn, but not for NBA Today.
Yeah.
Well, be the trendsetter. Be the first.
No, good.
She's the only one.
Be the Lewis and Clark of Halloween costumes.
I'm already like the most underdressed, unstylish person on the show compared to the other people on this show, right? Like, I'm next to Malika Andrews and Chennai, and they're like dressed to the nines with like jewelry and accessorized. And I'm like, hi. I wore this last week too.
Yeah, but you know stuff. That's the important part.
Yeah, that seems to be.
I got a quick story.
I know my role.
Yeah.
I know my role.
I have, since I started covering the Lakers, Luke Walton.
I just hear the word Lakers and I go,
wince.
But go ahead.
Luke Walton.
Yes.
Frank Vogel. Mm-hmm. Darvin Ham.
Yep.
The latest one was Darvin's first pregame that Lakers and the Clippers, the presser. There's a theme here that happens when Ramona is in the room.
Oh, okay? Interesting.
Okay. It's pretty funny. And it doesn't happen to anybody else. I literally don't see it happen to anybody else. Darvin Ham, for the first time, taking a question from Ramona.
You're going to make me embarrassed.
Hey, Ramona, how you doing? This is in the middle of a presser.
See?
Okay? All right, this is the same thing with Luke. This is the same thing with Frank Vogel.
Time.
Every time she sits down and it's her question, right? Everybody asks her question. They go. It gets to Ramona. They stop. They stop what they're doing. They say, hi, Ramona. How are you doing?
So does Darvin ever say, hey, Slee, good to see you.
No.
No.
I'm waiting for them to just have a regular, how's your day going? Like, I'm waiting for her to have those conversations.
Did you ever get that sandwich you ordered? Did you get iced tea with that? Or what, did you? Like,
well, okay. She's got juice, Al. Theory, okay? There's two things going on here. Two things.
The best.
One is that I'm not there every time, so he sees you every day, and he's like, whatever, it's just Sliwa.
No, if I see came him every day, once in a while,
right?
That would probably be the same.
You know, like, the beat guys are there every day.
Yeah. Right.
Like, they get used. It's like, do you tell your wife you love her every day? You should, but probably don't.
Might have missed a day or two in the last 25 years.
Do you really not?
I don't think I've said it every day, no. I say it frequently, but not every day.
What about you and
A-hole? Nev? I try to, yeah.
Yeah, I think I say it every day.
But I don't see him every day.
Love you, Lon. There, I'm done for the day.
Yeah.
Get up, brush your teeth, take a leak, say I love you.
Love you. See ya.
I mean, there's a quality of, you know, you guys again. And, like, you know, when I show up, it's a little bit of more of an event, right? It's like, hey, I haven't seen you in a week or two, you know? Like,
underplaying it.
Light up when Momo's in
all,
the room.
And by
Momo's
the way,
we all do.
With all three of the coaches, not just Darvin.
No, it was literally... Whether it was Frank Vogel, whether it was Luke Walton, or it's...
Would you go 30 for 30 if you went around the league? Would you get 30 Hey Ramonas?
Probably.
Oh, wow.
Maybe not all.
Say it out loud.
Maybe not all 30.
Yeah, own that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably would, because it's like, hey, you don't see me very often, but I know all of them. I'm trying to think if there's any coaches that I don't know personally.
Some of the younger ones. Nope, she knows
them. I don't think I know Will Hardy personally, the guy in Utah. Mm-hmm. I think I've been in San Antonio when he was there, but he was an assistant then. I'm trying to think who else.
So he wouldn't light up when he said, they all know you from the TV.
Yeah, they know you from
TV,
though.
The TV is
not Stepdad Leo and my mom watch NBA today every single day.
Do they really?
And not Stepdad Leo's like, Ramona was really good today.
Does he ever say Ramona?
Yeah, I was going to say that implies there are days where he doesn't
really
say it.
He really does, but he's like, I think you're like the biggest star he knows.
Oh, yeah, okay. So there is a part of me that I have a very like don't get too high, don't get too low thing about the TV stuff.
Yep.
Because I'll never forget this. Frank McCourt. Do you remember Frank McCourt?
Sure.
Do we remember Frank McCourt?
I still give him $40 every time I pull into the tragedy.
He still owns that park.
Good point.
Frank McCourt would tell these stories like when he would walk around Dodger Stadium. He's like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. The fans love me. Every time I see people in person, they're like, hey, Frank, how's it going? You know, like there's a quality of like when you're on TV, people think like they're just nice to you to your face. Doesn't mean they actually like you.
I don't think people look at you like
I was
going to
say
Frank
McCourt.
Frank
McCourt
was not a good example.
You and Frank McCourt are not.
That's not the same party.
That's not a comp.
People are probably going to say
that
to Frank
humble,
McCourt.
Okay?
I understand. So
you know what it is. I try to develop personal relationships with everyone.
Well, that's exactly
you could tell. You could tell you.
That's exactly what it is. Speaking of personal relationships and occupations. Al told a story earlier today about one of the first jobs he applied for to be a, was it a busboy?
I think it was a busboy.
A busboy at Golden Corral.
Yeah.
Okay? Golden Corral.
He was going to be a busboy. We were 15, 16?
16 years
16
old.
16 years old. And manager at Golden Corral, El Cajon.
Had a good interview. My first interview was good.
Calls him back and says, Alan, good news. We'd like to offer you the job at Golden Corral. 16-year-old Alan Sue goes, let me get back to you on that.
Oh, really?
Well, I had something working with Kennedy Recreation Center.
Yeah, oh, God.
I wanted to be at the rec center.
Yes.
Golden Corral called me out of the blue.
Right. And there was a bidding war.
Offered me the job. So then I had to go back to Kennedy and say, guys, I don't know what you guys are doing over there, but Golden Corral's interested. And then by the time I called Golden Corral and said, guys, I am interested, they were no longer interested.
Oh, wow.
Because they didn't feel like I really wanted it.
Busboy wasn't a priority to you, so why would they hire
well,
you?
Well, they yes. told him they didn't feel like he was committed enough to the position. Oh,
you so, know what?
It's a hard lesson.
So I moved here twice. I moved here, I don't talk about this a lot. I moved here in 1987 to work in TV production and film production and worked on a couple shows and all that stuff. And then a writer's strike hit. So I'm like, well, okay. I'd already done Morning Drive in Toledo. I'm like, okay, I got to get another job. So I go to Coco's. And I applied for a waiter's job at Coco's.
Yeah.
Did not get the waiter's job at Coco's. And I am like, I've got to go back to Ohio. I can't get arrested out here. Coco's won't hire me.
Mace, I'm going to make you feel better.
Okay. That's awesome.
When I moved back to L.A. after college, after I got a master's degree from Stanford, okay?
Yep.
I said, you know what? I just need I had a little gig, but it wasn't paying me very much. I need to pick up a little work on the side. I went to Coffee Bean.
Coffee Bean? Were you Coffee a barista? Bean.
No, they turned me down.
Oh, no.
They literally said, what kind of food service experience do you have?
And I said, to make coffee?
Right. And I said,
I don't know, a degree from Stanford?
I don't.
Does that help?
But I mean, I volunteered one night for like McDonald's night where I ran the cashier. Like,
Well, you know, we're doing that.
McDonald's.
So a while back to like 2 weeks ago, a friend of mine said, you've never had an honest day's work. I'm like, no, I can do an honest day's work. I totally can. And I sent Bergman down to Starbucks and Bergman says, me and Ireland are going to barista together at some future date.
Down here?
Down here, right downstairs.
That's awesome.
Need to know.
People are going to give us the most complicated drink order.
That is
and
awesome.
You need to do it in the morning when people are in a hurry.
Oh,
because if you do it at like 3... Yeah. You're going to get some traffic.
I'm not even sure I'm qualified for Walmart greeter. I mean, let
you,
alone
no, you
barista.
Could be a Walmart. You could be a Walmart greeter. But like, I actually was excited
about extra pumps
in
there.
The
I don't even know what that means.
They wouldn't take me.
But Ramona, you just
ended
said
up
you have
softball
a master's
lesson.
Degree from Stanford. I have a feeling you could figure out Coffee Bean.
I know, but they didn't give me a chance.
And what'd you end up doing?
Ramona,
I gave
some
softball lessons on the side.
Softball lessons.
All right.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, you're very qualified for that.
I was very qualified, but it was harder because I had to like drive to the kids.
You got a bucket of balls in your trunk of your car. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, but
it
was all, you know, it was like I'd drive out there. I realized it wasn't very cost effective. I charged $25 an hour. And I would drive out there. That would take me like 30 minutes. I would give the lesson for an hour and take another 30 minutes back. So it was like, I made $25 for like 3 hours of my day. And I was like, that's just not going to work.
What's the hardest job, like physically the most demanding job you've ever
physically
had?
Physically or yes. just most difficult?
Both.
Okay. So most difficult was telephone solicitor.
Ooh. Oh, that's hard. Yeah.
It was
Ooh.
Awful. I still remember this.
You
had a script.
What were you selling?
Hi, Mr. Johnson. It's Steve from the Key Corporation. I'm wondering what type of material you have on the outside of the home there.
Oh, no.
And you know you got to say it
yeah,
all
trying,
before
we're
they
selling
try to
siding.
Yeah, oh. and you have to say all of it before they hang up on you.
Correct, and then I got
you don't say how are you,
right?
Because if you say how are you, they say I'm
is
hanging up on you.
Is it the assumed I'm supposed to know you and I'm waiting to try to figure out who you are? Is that the play?
I don't know. I hooked some of them. I
how
do
many,
remember
how
that.
Much siding
Mostly
did you sell?
People, right?
I sold a fair amount of siding in my day.
Damn right you did. Damn right you did.
I sold a fair amount of siding.
Damn right you did.
I killed that job, but it was terrible. It was terrible.
He broke records month after month.
Talk
over
about
there.
Failure rate. It was like 1 in 50. Oh, yeah. Did you get somebody to have
a I would have guessed much worse than it's 1 in 50. You must have been pretty good. I would have guessed 1 in 50. 500.
Physically was landscaping.
Yeah, that's brutal.
My brother and I landscaped a couple of stores and, you know, dug and planted and all that.
My best friend demanding. From high school had a mother who owned a Montessori school.
Okay.
And so they wanted to redo the playground of the and it was the sandbox area. And it's roughly the size of this studio.
Okay.
Okay, give or take. And they wanted us to dig it down to about a foot.
Mm-hmm.
And fill it with sand.
Oh,
yeah.
You think, okay, you have no idea. It was truckload after truckload after truckload of dirt and rock shoveling. We should have rented one of those little Bobcat things and done it in a couple
or
hours.
Or get Taylor to run the forklift.
Yeah. So get Taylor to run the forklift.
By the way, Taylor is just...
He hates LeBron's guts.
No, but he's just all of a sudden...
It's great.
On the show a lot.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Crack open that mic. He's
wonderful.
Funny.
All right, very quickly.
We should start a construction company, a 7-10 construction company.
Yeah, exactly.
So LeBron had a picture of him dunking the ball.
Oh, yeah.
And it said, this was the caption underneath the picture from LeBron James' Instagram account. How long will you be taken for granted?
There's so much to this tweet. It's so much. God. First of
help us out.
Who's the you in this?
That's the first thing I asked Al. Who's he talking to?
Right? And because you know why? If you do it that way, then you can say, well, I wasn't talking about myself.
It's exactly because
who do you think he's talking about?
Of course he's talking about himself. Come on now.
There's three people, right? He's talking about the Lakers, he's talking about the fans, or he's talking about something else.
Yeah.
Those are the three yous in this, potentially.
Let me translate this. I am feeling unappreciated.
Yeah. By whom?
By everyone.
By the world.
By the universe?
By everybody from Stephen A. to Steve Mason.
LeBron has not been the brunt of the criticism of this team.
No, he's definitely not.
It's been Russ. It's been the shooters. It's been AD.
Today, it was a little more noise around Anthony Davis.
LeBron has not gotten much heat.
No, and
he hasn't done very well either.
Yeah, no, he's been mediocre.
He's been okay.
He's been mediocre.
He's been pretty.
Leading the league in turnovers right
Look,
now.
Is
this unfair
terrible.
To say? He's the best player on an 0-4 team. Is that what he is?
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
I don't see anybody better.
No, who's the you? Is it the team?
No.
Is it his teammates?
No, it's
is it the front
him.
Office?
It's got to be him.
No, he's talking about himself.
He's talking about himself.
He just does it in a way where he has deniability.
Who's underappreciating him? Who's the person doing the underappreciated?
No, it's not underappreciated. It's taken for granted.
Taken for granted.
His words. His words are taken for granted. He's basically saying, you're wasting me, man. You're wasting this.
Oh, you think it's directed not at fans, but at
the team,
yeah.
the organization?
Yeah, we're wasting my last good years. I mean, there's so much to it, isn't it?
Oh,
he couldn't have thought that this was going to result in a bunch of wins, not with this group.
I don't know.
Probably not 0-4 and 22% from the three-point line.
I thought healthy AD, healthy LeBron, we got a shot.
They should have won that Portland game.
They should have been at least 1-3.
You could argue they could have won the Clippers game, too.
They're not going to go 0-82. I feel confident in saying that.
Schedule
but
loosens up a little bit.
Vegas over and it was 44.5, I want to say.
All right.
That feels like a million miles
away.
Yeah,
it does. That seems really like a long. If you've got the under.
Hold on to the ticket.
You're in good shape. Save that ticket.
We'll let you guys unpack the Instagram mystery. It's coming up next. It's Mason in Ireland. Ramon is in for Ireland. We'll see you tomorrow.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Damn, where's the stamps? Morales is just mailing in these intros this week, isn't he? Is it me?
It's you.
No, he's not. He is.
He wanted to know if it was going to be a must win. Was it a must win?
No. No, I said after 8 games, I want to be 4-4, so they can afford to
lose. You said yesterday it was a must-win.
No, I never said the Niners game was a must-win.
No.
Talk about the Lakers.
The Lakers, man. You're wearing a Lakers hat. You got a Lakers hoodie on.
He said you were going to find out.
He
asked about the Rams.
Right.
He didn't ask about it.
Yeah, but you said yesterday. Yeah.
Hey, Momo.
Hey, what's going on?
You don't want to go
you
with that anymore?
You bummed.
Well, I mean.
What are you bummed about?
82 games?
You're all right. You still showed up.
Purple hat, purple sweat hoodie there.
You got your Lakers gear on.
Hoodie on.
It's 4 games. Relax.
No days off for me. Oh, wait. Never mind.
Russell's okay. He didn't play. He got the hamstring.
He didn't play and we were still awful.
So that's why you're upset.
Yeah, I thought, get Westbrook out of there. We'll be fine. Yeah. They still can't shoot.
I know. See, that's the unfortunate part of that kind of logic.
God. And then at the end of the, I don't know if, I was watching the ESPN. I was not watching the Spectrum. But at the end of the game, I'm just trying to think who's doing the analysis work. They were like, it was so depressing. It was like, yeah, it's going to be a really long haul for this team. And they don't have any shooters. And they need to make a move and all this kind of stuff. It's like, oh, God. Could be a long year.
Yeah, it could. But you know what? It's they also have played four really good teams. The schedule's really tough.
Yes.
I talked to Pat Beverly in the locker room the other night. He goes, you know, I was in Minnesota last year. We started 0-6. They made the playoffs. Like,
right.
It really is a long season, and sometimes the schedule does you no favors. Sometimes injuries do you no favor. Like, it's just... What it means though is you cannot give away games when you have a team like they don't have the best team. Like when you play in Denver, that's always a difficult right. game. The Nuggets are really good. I mean, you're playing a really good team.
Yep,
on the road at Mile High, like it's just I don't know. There's a part of me that says that they should be 1-3 right now. They should have won the Portland game.
Yep.
You could argue they could have won the Clipper game.
They could have won the Clippers game.
But 2-2 is about the best they should be right now.
Yeah.
I think that Denver game was a scheduled loss.
So we're going to get to all that.
Yeah.
If you want to commiserate with us, with me, I'm almost much more optimistic. We'll get plenty of that in. I was watching the game last night, and there was a commercial on. And it was called FI. F-I.
Mm.
And it is Fitbit for dogs. Now, whose okay. dog needs a Fitbit? Like, my dog goes from the bed to the yard to the bowl of food and back to the bed. Like, why do I need to know how many steps my dog is taking?
You don't.
Is this just taking advantage of people who are, like, so into their dogs that they'll buy anything?
So, like... As a parent, when you hover over your child too much and do too much for your kid,
yes.
they either call you like a hoverboard parent or like a tiger mom, right? Like that's
is this like the old helicopter parent?
Yeah, helicopter parent. So like, are you a helicopter dog dad?
Yes.
So
I am.
What happens is they're totally preying on how much you love your dog to say like, don't you need that? Because I find myself doing this for the baby. Like I am now the target of every ad like this on Instagram or Facebook. Every time I'm scrolling, they're like, hey, you should, here's a $300 kit to analyze your breast milk and see if it has the fat content and the carbohydrate content. See if it's got all the good stuff in there and you know, make sure there's nothing you're eating that's really bad or... And I'm like, well, yeah, I guess I should do that. And then I'm like, what am I doing?
Well, because we're what all am I doing? Really suggestible. Does Lola need a Fitbit,
so,
Bourbon?
You know, normally, no, but she's not getting enough exercise. I probably need to walk her
See?
More. I think the Fitbit would actually help her, so I would know how many steps she's actually taking in a day
so
to help
Fitbit
her lose a little weight.
For you.
Yeah.
To know how many steps she's taking.
Yes.
Well, it's definitely not for her.
Right. The dog.
What are you
going
to show the dog the
yeah,
Fitbit and be like, hey, how are you feeling about this today? Bark if you're happy.
I guess I get very
I mean,
I mean, have you seen those dogs on YouTube and TikTok? Do they like press the buttons and it says. Like, it says words?
Bark twice for no, yes for what?
Did you get enough steps today, Fredo?
Oh, well, he's talking to me.
If Fredo did want to know how many steps they had, what would Fredo say?
Yeah, so how many steps I take today?
Oh, Sophie.
You just lay there in bed all day. I don't know what you did.
Where's my feet beat?
What's happening right now?
So... I got
it's
a question.
It's the Mason Island show.
I'm barking and you're doing dog yeah. role play.
This I got a question. So yesterday we talked about this crazy movie, Momo. This crazy movie called Terrifier 2.
It's not, it doesn't sound like it for yeah. me.
So it
I don't like scary movies.
Was made for $250,000, super low budget, and now it's doing like millions at the box office. Mm-hmm. So Jorge and I decided we were going to go see it today. The story on this movie is that it's making people throw up and pass out and all this kind of
Why
stuff.
Why do you want to do this?
Well,
yeah.
Horror. I watched the trailer and immediately said, there is no effing way I'm going to that movie. Now, you watched it last night.
Yeah. So, Brenda wanted to watch a scary movie. So, we decided, okay, let's go check this one out. It's gory, super, like extremely gory. The storyline is a little Hallmarky. Like in
it's
the sense,
a Hallmark yeah, well, it's, story
yeah,
with
with super gory deaths and stuff.
Like, so do you understand what the...
Yeah, it's very detailed, and like they really go overboard with like the killing of some of these people in this
movie.
Oh
my God, yeah.
Like they pull an eye out of somebody's face. And you see it, like, it's just super extremely gory.
Yeah, that's not for me. I'm not. I'm glad that I didn't wind up in this thing, because I don't like scary movies
me
at
neither.
All.
I don't like scary movies at all. Like, when I'm in a movie theater and the preview for a scary movie comes on, I literally I close my eyes and plug my ears and I tell Nevin to tell me when it's over. I can't even watch it. I don't want any of those thoughts.
So you don't even want the trailers.
I don't even want the trailers
for scary movies.
I get too scared. It seeps into my dreams. I don't like it.
Yeah, we put on The Conjuring at the house one time.
Oh.
And I had to turn it off. I was so nervous and scared about The Conjuring. I just don't need that in
my
life.
Me neither. No, thank you.
Because I've got the Lakers, which are horrible in their own right. So, okay, let's do this. Let's do it. First of all,
two Seinfelds in the opening segment.
Yeah, that's how we do it.
Okay,
that's how we roll.
Three. That's how it goes.
So here's the deal. Today is a really, it doesn't sound like it, but it's a really hardcore day.
All right.
Because we've got Anita Marks, our gambling pro, coming on at 2:15, and Matthew Berry, the talented Mr. Roto, at 2:30. So if you need gambling advice, if you need fantasy football advice. Make sure you're listening starting at 2:15, because we'll go hardcore in that stuff.
Another.
Why is that a
Seinfeld? Just trying to set a record. That's it.
Oh, trying to set the record.
So we're at four. We're just counting for the rest of the show.
Yeah. Also,
it's better on Friday.
Jeez.
Five.
Thank you, man.
That was me.
Super focused today.
Also, lie of the day we're doing today, Momo. Now as I remember, you don't figure out my lies very well.
Is it your lie or mine?
It's my lie.
Oh, okay.
And we have got a pair of tickets to LAFC versus Austin FC, Western Conference Finals match this Sunday at Bank of California Stadium, plus an autographed Carlos Vela photo. Make sure you can listen to the game on 11:10 a.m. and the ESPN LA app on Sunday. Coverage starts at 11:30. It's number one versus number two. Winner punches its tickets to the MLS Cup Final. And if you can figure out my lie today, you will win this great package. I'm excited about the LAFC.
Yeah.
If they win, the following Saturday is going to be the championship game.
Are you going to go to it?
I am going to go to that one.
Do you think they'll make you the Falconer?
No, I had that honor already. I don't think
they're
going
to. How'd they do when you showed up? They win?
We did win that night.
LAFC! Carlos Vela, his fourth of the season. What work from Mahalo?
Dave is so good, man, at calling those games. He's so good.
Dave Denholm is fantastic.
He's the best at calling
He does a great job. All right, so, all right, enough.
Came in here all morose.
Coming up next, what Momo says about the Lakers, what Stephen A. says about the Lakers. I got a bunch of that stuff. I know you guys have a lot to say about the Lakers and what happened last night. Lakers lose last night. A bunch of takeaways from that. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
What's that, Momo? We're on the air now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are you?
I'm trying to eat during the break so not everybody has to watch me eat.
Yes. By the way, you can watch the show today. We are on YouTube.
Yeah.
Go to how's it go, Greg? http://www.youtube.com.
Don't forget the dot.
.com.
YouTube.com/ESPNLA. Yeah. Or just YouTube.com/ESPNLA.
Or if you have the YouTube app, just open it.
Yeah.
And then type in ESPNLA.
Yeah, there you go.
It'll go there.
So, Momo, you're not liking the fact that there's streaming
people watch
stuff
me
going
eat
around?
And stuff, and no, I'm like,
the, only
know.
During the show.
I know, that's why I have to, like, scarf my food down during the breaks.
I heard you were really angry on Monday. What was wrong with or Tuesday? What went wrong?
I was fired
on
up.
Tuesday?
Well, I was also like my oldest has RSV, and I just got that text right before the show, so I was kind of upset.
Right.
And then I was like, what am I going to do? I got to take the baby out of the house. I don't want him to get it. So I was, you know.
Then I heard your food wasn't ready, and
yeah,
you're
the Starbucks. I order it, and I'm waiting in line for 8 minutes in between my walk over from the TV station to here.
Yep.
I order on the app. Like, you're an efficiency guy, right?
I am. I order on the app.
So I ordered on the app. It says it's going to be ready at 12:44. I get there at like 12:42, and I can wait until 12:50. And then I really have to come up the stairs.
Yes.
To do the show. Otherwise, we're going to be late. And it's like getting to be 12:50. I'm like, this is 6 minutes after the app told me it would be ready. And they're like, not even close. And I go, I'm just going to have to go.
Yeah. And so you blew off Starbucks altogether.
Yeah. And I did. And it was the second day in a row of that. And oh, I was like, hey, you know what? There's only two people here. You guys need to have more staff here, or at least...
This is what you're telling Starbucks?
No,
you need more staff?
No, I'm just thinking to myself.
All right.
But I was like, you know, it was like all these things coming together at once. I juggle a lot of balls, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes some of them drop, and I get frustrated when, one, it's like your kid's involved, and you get a little concerned, you're a little on edge. And two, like, the efficiency stuff.
Six.
I'm like George Clooney in Up in the Air. Like, when you get in line behind the slow person at TSA.
Yes.
Come on, let's go.
Yep.
Was that movie any good? I never saw it.
Really Up good. In the Air was fantastic. Really good.
Never saw it.
By the way, something comes from that movie that I've used ever since. Anna Kendrick is working on her computer at one point, and she's a very hard typer.
Oh, yeah.
And George Clooney asks her about it, and she says, I type with purpose.
Oh.
I type with purpose.
No.
That's what I do. All right, so Lakers lose last night, and... here's what Stephen A. Smith said this morning.
Do you remember, Jay? You said trade LeBron. I remember it.
And everybody
I remember
on,
it.
And everybody got on me.
Yes.
Remember that?
I do.
I went viral and everybody's attacking me all over social media. Seems sacrilegious. How do I look right now? You know something? As I try to explain to people, I wasn't saying trade LeBron James because it's LeBron James' fault. What I was saying was, he's the only thing of value that you have. You're the Los Angeles Lakers. You're Jeannie Buss, who I adore. And all of us love Jeannie Buss, okay? Jeannie, you're gonna have to do this. The Lakers are just not good. So I would say to you, again, this is not a knock against LeBron. LeBron is LeBron. LeBron can go to a multitude of teams, and you put LeBron on 5 teams, 7 teams, maybe 10 teams, instant championship. What I'm saying to you is this, Jeannie Buss, especially since you might contemplate selling the team. Who knows? I don't know. Lakers are on a fast track to nowhere. They could actually start the season. Have you looked at this schedule? Let me say this last point, Molly, and then we can end this. The Lakers might actually start off the season 0-11.
0-11. Now that is panic in the streets, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to look at the schedule. See
look at the schedule.
They got a game against Sacramento in there.
There's a game against Sacramento.
They lost to Sacramento by 40
We go at Minnesota, preseason. Home to Denver on Monday. So
that's a tough one.
That's 0-6.
Sunday. 0-6.
0-6.
Home to the Pelicans.
That's 0-7.
That could be a loss.
Jazz look like a win, but maybe not now. They look good.
That's 0-8.
Yeah.
Cavs.
That's 0-9.
Yeah, Cavs are pretty good.
Cavs are at Jazz, at Clippers.
You might get one of those Jazz wins.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think 2-9.
I don't see a win that's like
2-9.
Kings come up on November 11th.
Oh, we cannot wait for that night.
Then you got the Nets on the 13th. Pistons. They should beat the Pistons.
Yeah, they should beat Detroit.
Spurs.
But look at how we're talking about this team right now. We're actually suggesting, Stephen A. suggested 0-11. Like, take one thing off the board. Jeannie Buss is not selling the team.
Yeah, I don't know where that's coming from.
I don't know where that's coming from.
I think I have an idea. But
oh, you do? Yeah.
I think that whenever the team doesn't do well, people go, sell the team! But there's also this lingering... Magic could swoop in there and get the guys from the Guggenheim group that he owns the Dodgers with, who are now part owners of the Lakers.
A real thing?
No, it's not. That's why people connect
the
dots.
Why people connect the dots.
I mean, look, the guys, Mark Walter and Todd Boehly, own, I think it's 28% of the team now. They bought Phil Anschutz shares.
Ah.
People forget that.
Right,
They bought Phil Anschutz shares. And he was the largest minority stakeholder in the Lakers. So the Buss family still owns 66%. I think, is it Roski? Ed Roski owns some? Yeah. And Sun Zhang owns some, I think 5% maybe. And then the rest was Phil Anschutz shares.
Right.
But so they are, so Todd Boehly and Mark Walter, they're the largest minority shareholders in the Lakers. They have the right of first refusal if the Buss family ever decides to sell.
But I don't anticipate that's happening.
Neither.
No.
No, but I think like
that's you're saying those are the sort of the breadcrumbs that are out there that lead to that sort of suggestion.
Yeah, look, I feel like if they ever decided to sell, we probably wouldn't know about it because they'd do it behind the scenes and it'd be like
sure,
you don't see it coming and you know blah blah blah. But I feel like at some point I would get a little idea. Yeah. I've heard zero to that effect. And I want to choose my words the right way, but people go from 0-4 start to sell the team real fast.
They really do.
Yeah. You know, and it's, I understand people are upset and all that, and like they're 0-4. They should have addressed certain things in the offseason. I think there was this sense of try to make it work. Westbrook's making this much money. You can't get anything for him. You don't want to give away your two picks. Yada, yada, yada.
I think they should have?
Yeah. When you have an issue that's not going to resolve on its own and this idea that, well, maybe now he'll change and maybe Darvin is enough of a change. And it was a nice thought. It was a nice idea. But
in fairness, Westbrook was not on the floor last night and we still lost. And they still can't shoot.
But there's a sort of... cloud that hangs over everyone when you have a situation that's unresolved. Like, do you ever take too long to make a decision?
Yeah.
And then you let stuff hang out there and then it kind of gets, there's a part where the situation gets old and you're like, I gotta choose. And you're stressed and you wake up with a little pit in your stomach and you're like, oh, I didn't sleep well last night because I'm deciding something.
Can't decide.
Yeah.
Right?
And then all of a sudden you're forced to decide. And then you make the decision, and maybe it's not the right decision, but you feel immediately better because you just made a decision.
Okay, so let me throw you some alternate thoughts.
Are these well-formed thoughts?
They're pretty well-formed. Yeah, you tell me. Okay. So you've got two choices here.
Mm-hmm.
You've got either the season's kind of a wash, and you let the Westbrook contract expire,
mm-hmm.
and you use that money to reinforce next summer.
Mm-hmm.
The other idea is you move Westbrook now, along with your assets, which would be two first-round draft mm-hmm. picks, 27 and 29, or maybe one, maybe both, for something that's going to help you now. But is the something that's going to help you now lift you to championship level?
I don't think so.
No. So is there an argument for not doing anything?
Yes. There's an argument for either if I was calling the shots here, I'd put him out. I wouldn't start him. I'd let him play.
Sounds
only
like he's not going to start. He's questionable for tomorrow.
Wouldn't start
night,
him. See
like
how that goes. See how he responds to that.
Yep.
To the lesser role. To this idea that maybe he doesn't go in the closing lineup. Let's see how he does. If you never know. I don't think he's going to respond well to it. We can already see how he has acted.
Yes.
When the mere thought of that comes up. But let's see, okay? You try that, and then you have all the information you need to make the decision going forward. I don't think you have to trade him. You don't have to give up those two picks.
No.
If I were the Lakers, I would sit back and wait and see who's available in about a month. So this first month...
But what if we're gone in a month? We're 0-4. What if what Stephen A. said, what we said, 2-9 or 1-10 or whatever it is, at that point, why bother?
What you need to do is recalibrate expectations for the next month and let everybody know, here's the plan. Here's what we're going to do moving forward. Okay? And recalibrate the expectations so that every game doesn't feel like the end of the world if they lose it.
Right.
Let everybody know it's probably going to be rough for about a month, but we're going to do something about it. Get as many wins as you can. Try to stay in it as long as you can. By the way, no one's running away with the Western Conference. Memphis looks pretty good, but they just lost to Dallas the other night. Like the teams that are out
even
in front,
Denver just 3-2.
Denver's 3-2. Golden State's 2-2. Like,
yeah.
You know, this is still pretty wide open. And put a number on it, define your plan, get everybody readjust the expectations, and go out and look for the right trade. And in the meantime, either put Westbrook in a lesser role or send him home. That's it. It's like, just readjust the expectations. Don't rush into something, but you need to do something.
By the way,
some...
consider them readjusted.
Yeah.
We've seen the first four games.
Yeah. I mean,
we've all readjusted.
Yeah,
our
readjust
on this
and
team.
And but also define your plan.
Right.
So if you're letting things hang out there and hoping it gets better, that's when people wake up with a pit in their stomach.
Right.
That's when Flea's tweeting what he's tweeting.
Right.
And LeBron's tweeting what he's tweeting. And people are like, just tell people what you decided.
Okay. We'll get to that Flea tweet coming up, which is really, really interesting.
He mad.
It's a Dear Rob Pelinka tweet. Dear Rob Pelinka.
He was polite, too.
Yeah, he was very polite. He was. Very polite. So we got that coming up for you, and we're going to spin the wheel of questions. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, wheel of questions and interesting. Okay. So Momo's in for John today. Bergman's here. Jorge's here. If you had to sell your soul to the devil,
Jesus,
what okay. would you sell it for?
Oh, my God.
That's not that bad.
Well, why would I have to?
I don't have any. What else is on there?
I wouldn't do it.
Oh, no. Just assume you have to. You have
I don't
no
have
choice.
To.
You must.
Okay. I would do that so that my answer would be so that no one I love and care about would have to do the same thing.
Don't take it so literally. You're taking it like it's...
That's a horrible thing.
No. We accept premises around here, Momo.
You accept the premise. You had to sell your soul to the devil. What would you sell it for? What do you want? What do you want? What would you want?
It's not real.
It's not real. We're not actually selling our soul to the devil. Satan is not here. We don't smell brimstone. There is
if I don't have a soul, where am I going?
Lucifer is not here. There are no horns. So if you had to sell your soul to the devil, what would you sell it for?
Want like materialistic answers?
Whatever.
Straight up. I'd make sure that if I did that, wherever I was going would be really nice afterwards. Like, you know, you ever heard of the Persephone thing? She goes to the underworld and she's like...
I know that story,
yeah.
But what? Why?
Well, she was like really in love with the Hades. She was really in love with
Hades.
Yeah. So I'd like make sure that if I had to go there, like, you know, it'd be good.
But you don't get anything in the meantime. All you're planning for is going to hell and having a nice room.
I care about the forever.
Best room in hell. The best room in hell. That's basically what you're saying. You're missing the premise of the question.
Bergman, I'm not missing it. I don't accept it.
Right, and that's the rule. You got to accept. Bergman, you have to sell your soul to the devil. What do you sell it for?
In honor of John Ireland not being here, I am having a heiress come to my doorstep.
Yes.
And be with me for the rest of my life.
So sad.
That is sad.
Sad.
Oh, no, that's what
not,
it's all about.
I wish for true love?
No.
You just wish for money. Oh, God. Here we go. Again,
Come
once
on, do
again.
The dance. It's all about love. Do the dance. Do the dance. Thank you.
This is how Ireland dances when they play Captain Atio.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Because I'm naive because I believe in love.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe that?
That's so cynical.
It is so cynical.
God.
Ireland is extremely cynical.
So, okay, look, let's actually do this just for a second with you, Momo.
Okay.
I don't know how you feel about it.
Yeah.
But John says that I married for love the first time.
Did you? Is
I
that
did.
True?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
And now I have a beautiful daughter out of it who I love very much. The second time should be for money.
No, it shouldn't. It should be for love
again. Lindsay agrees. Lindsay totally agrees.
Lindsay, are you nodding on money?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nodding on money. See?
Let's see.
My mom always said that. Marry the first time for love, second time for money.
See? Ugh. Straightforward.
To me,
easy.
That is cynical.
Wait, hold on, Mace. And neither of them are married.
Well,
there's
a reason, because we're not finding our heiress or heirer. Yeah. I don't know what a male heiress is. I don't know what it would be. Just an heir?
Just an heir. Yeah. Just an heir.
I don't know, man. That's so cynical.
I think it's so cynical. I do believe.
I do, too.
In real love. All right, Jorge, you got to sell your soul to the devil. What do you sell it for?
Just to make sure my kids down the road get their college and they get a good life beyond mine.
Okay.
That's it. That's simple
good.
As that.
That's an earnest answer.
Sorry.
It's not a fun answer, but it's an earnest answer.
You know what we do on the
question? Okay, I want a Lakers championship. There you go.
Yeah!
Even though they're making me good money right now.
I like Jorge's answer better. Mine was sort of like that. Yeah. What I care about. I just want, I don't just want them to have, go to college. I just want them to be happy.
Yeah.
I would want to, if I had to sell my soul to the devil, I would sell it for the hosting job on the Late Late Show on CBS to replace James Corden. People can sing karaoke in my car, too.
How do you get that interview? Do they already have someone lined up?
Oh, I have no idea.
Where's your agent? Get him on this.
My agent. You know what, Momo? You know what I long for? Working less. I love to work less. So you're on TV. A very hard worker.
Oh, no, I want to work less, too.
Yeah.
There was a long time I wanted to work more, and now I want to work less.
Ireland, so now, these guys are working so hard. I'm like, yeah, man, relax. All right, so let's get to Flea's tweet. So Flea, who is an enormous Lakers fan, huge Lakers fan, has sent out this tweet today. Dear Rob Pelinka, do something now. Either blow it all up and rebuild or mortgage the future to fix the lack of chemistry and skill on this basketball team. Do not let another season meander its way down the drain, wasting the great LeBron sunset of his career. I think we're all kind of saying the same thing, right? Which is, is it fair to say this season it's just not going to happen?
Yeah, pretty much.
We're 0-4. And I think you've got a choice. First of all, what do you think of this big trade LeBron James thing? This trade LeBron James, he would make 6 or 7 teams a contender. Why wouldn't he want to go? All that kind of, he has no trade clause.
LeBron James had a choice.
Yep.
Do you want to extend your contract with the Los Angeles Lakers? He has had meetings with Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka, and they looked him in the eye, and he had every opportunity to say, trade me. That's not what he did. If anything, he extended and said, I'm here for the long haul. I believe in you, and I believe that you're going to do what it takes to get it done. So you can't have it both ways. You can't extend and say, I'm happy to be here, and I trust you, and then... I don't think Stephen A is speaking for LeBron. I think
no,
because I think that this feels like if he was speaking for LeBron, we'd know that he would find a way to say it differently.
Sure.
Okay. But this is just, he made a choice. LeBron said, I'm staying here. I like it here. My son's at Sierra Canyon. I want to watch him play.
Right.
I like LA. I got my business here. I believe in a lot of ways, LeBron had a choice and a very similar choice to what Kobe had towards the end of his career.
Right.
This team is probably not going to win. It was very obvious towards the end of Kobe's career, too.
Right.
They will try to give you a chance, but they can't guarantee it. Now, Kobe had the injury. He had the Achilles injury.
Sure.
And so his choice was slightly different in that he was not the same Kobe after the Achilles.
Right.
And so he took the security and he took the 20 years with one franchise, and that was a great decision.
Right.
Rather than being
like
free agent mercenary.
$48 million. Dollars.
Right. 2 years, $48 million. It was actually 48.5, which is exactly half of what LeBron got, just inflation in the NBA.
Right, sure.
Pretty amazing.
Sure.
LeBron got 2 years, $97 million. And it's interesting to think about how they got to the same place in their career. LeBron's actually way older.
Yeah.
LeBron's going to be 38 this year. Kobe was like 34, 35-ish when this happened. But they both chose to stay with the Lakers. And I don't know if you watched the Hulu documentary, but Vanessa basically said, I told him he can't leave.
Right.
I don't want him to go anywhere. Stay in LA. And there's something to be said about planting your roots someplace and just being there and just deciding, I'm going to do this. Now,
What about from the Lakers?
Like, right. You're right. That's from the LeBron side. You made a choice, and it may not be the best choice. It may not be something that you are totally happy with. But you made a choice and you have to live with it now. You chose to stay.
Right.
If you want to choose to leave, then you have to ask for that. You can't be LeBron James and kind of be half in, half out and sending cryptic messages and blah, blah, blah. Just yes or no. Tell Rich Paul if you don't want to say it yourself.
But right.
I don't think that's what's going on. I think that I'm fine with the Instagram thing. Do what you got to do. You're frustrated. Understood.
What about the Flea? So here's the thing with the Flea thing. Okay, mm-hmm. So Bergman, you go ahead. You've got three options.
Yep.
Okay.
You've got an A, a B, and a C. See if I can boil this down right. A, blow it all up. Trade anybody you can trade. Get whatever you
Many
can.
Many picks as you can.
Maybe a first-round draft pick in this coming draft, blah, blah, blah. Two, sit. Do nothing. Not have a good season. And then use the $47 million that Westbrook has on the books to sign somebody this summer. or sign multiple guys this summer. That's B. C, try to make a trade, try to make the team better for this season. What is the smartest, Bergman, what's the smartest course of action? First of all, have I nailed it?
I think you have pretty much all three of them, right? Yeah, pretty much. So, but I would probably go with B. I mean, I think the smartest thing is to just save that money for next year. It's really not going to matter this year. Nothing's going to happen. Even if you blow it all up, you get nothing this year anyway. $47 million next year is a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that you can get for that $47 million. Yeah. So, I mean, I would absolutely do that
way. But you're kind of flushing the season down the toilet.
If you trade everybody, you're flushing the season down the toilet. And if you try and bring someone in, you're still going to flush the season down the toilet because it's not going to get any better. Unless you bring in somebody like Damian Lillard, who's hurt. Like, that's just not going to happen either. So, I mean, unless you get somebody with some massive name that's not going to come, you're flushing a season down the toilet in all three options.
Since people are fired up, all the phones are ringing and stuff, 877-710-ESPN. We'll get some calls on this coming up. I think that's sort of what it boils down to. And Momo, I think that the right answer, sadly, is don't make a trade.
I think you're right, too.
Don't make a trade. This is what we got.
Either don't make a trade or make a smaller trade that just gets you a little bit better.
Draft picks. But don't
give away both picks just to get rid of Westbrook. You don't that's all you have left to improve your franchise.
Right.
You get one, as Rob said, you get one shot at that.
Yeah.
You get one shot at moving the picks. You can't just.
And so, like, let's just say that Indiana trade is still laying there. Miles Turner and Buddy Hield. That probably doesn't. I mean, granted, it gets you a shooter,
yeah,
and gets you some interior size. But I'm not sure that makes you. Does that get you into the play-in tournament? Does that get you
maybe
better
that's
than
enough,
the play-in tournament?
But I think the biggest thing is somebody from the franchise needs to come out and articulate a plan and articulate a way that they can exist for the next month. That gives people a sense of direction and purpose so that each loss or each bad game isn't seen as a referendum on blow it all up or stay together, right?
Okay, so whose purpose is the messaging part of that you just described? Who is it, Rob? Is it who needs to come out and say, here's our direction for the next month, here's what we're working on?
It's
who
Rob.
Is that communicating?
It's Rob, and it has to go, but it's Rob in concert with LeBron, Anthony Davis, and Darvin, the three guys.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Those the faces of the franchise need to get together and decide, here's how we're going to handle this. None of this sideways looks and none of these sub-tweets and the this and the that. Everybody needs to decide, here's what the plan is.
Right.
And we're all behind it. That's what good organizations do. Everybody gets on the same page, whether people like it or not. Like, you saw the Warriors after Draymond threw the punch?
Yes.
Who was out there the next day? Steph Curry, Bob Myers,
yep.
Steve Kerr.
Right.
That's it. The brain trust.
Well, and then weirdly, the LeBron messaging that came out today, which is basically, you're taking me for granted.
Yeah.
For all intents and purposes, right? That's
kinda
what
true.
He said. I think we are, to some degree, taking him for granted. Yeah, I mean, we are taking him for granted because he is great. And he has moments. I mean, like last night, end of the first half, that lob to Anthony Davis was fantastic. I mean, what he's capable of doing in year 20 is still amazing. But it's in the context of starting out 0-4.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to separate that from a terrible, terrible start. And I want to ask you about Rob Pelinka coming back next.
Yeah.
And some calls, 877-710-ESPN. Then we're going into some hardcore football. Anita Marks is going to join us.
Oh.
We'll do some gambling. She's the host of Bet LA. Also, Matthew Berry, the talented Mr. Roto, will join us at 2:30 today with all your fantasy information, and you'll have a chance to call in, talk to Matthew, all that stuff. And don't forget, Lie of the Day today. Got a pair of tickets to the LAFC versus Austin FC, the Western Conference final match this Sunday at Bank of California Stadium, plus an autographed Carlos Vela photo. Don't forget, you can tune into the game this Sunday at 11:10 a.m. and the ESPN LA app. Coverage starts at 11:30 a.m. It's number one versus number two. Winner punches its tickets to the MLS Cup Final. So we will do that with Lie of the Day coming up a little bit later on at 3:30 at some point today. I'm going to tell a lie. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.